Welcome to the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com. This is episode one, recorded Sunday, March 26th. I'm Jason, coming to you from Dragon Mount Studios in the Green Dragon in Tarvalon.
And this is Carrie. We're your hosts for the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast hosted by DragonMount.com.
Thanks for tuning in to DragonMount.com's first podcast titled The Fourth Age. Again, my name is Jason. We're coming from Tarvalon. First thing I want to say is that where you can download the podcast, it's going to be available to download at DragonMount.com. We're also going to make it available in iTunes. If you just go to iTunes and you click on Music Store, there's a link right to go to podcasting, and then you can search for The Fourth Age.
Yes, we're going to do our best to make the podcast available for download on Wednesdays, so you can look forward to that.
The email address is where we're going to be, where anyone can send any questions. We'll talk more about questions later on, but my email address is going to be Jason, J-A-Y-S-O-N, at DragonMount.com.
My email is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at DragonMount.com.
And you can always email podcast at DragonMount.com. That'll get to both of us also. Please feel free to send in any questions, any comments you have about the show. Again, we're going to have more on that later. We're going to have a special feature as far as email goes. The first thing that I guess we're going to get into, of course, is going to be this week's news in Wheel of Time. First thing I know everyone wants to talk about, and we'll talk about it, is the news about Robert Jordan. DragonMount.com came up with sad news about Robert Jordan. He was diagnosed with amyloidosis, which is a rare blood disease.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking to see that news out. But if anybody hasn't read Robert Jordan's blog, he's very positive and he's right on the train for fighting it. So that is definitely very good for him. I think he's going to be pulling through just fine.
Yeah, it sounds like I guess he's going through treatment for it.
Yeah, I think so. It's chemo and I think radiation and stuff. He's talked about a little bit of what happens, what he has to go through, and what the statistics and all that are. But I never go by any statistics and stuff anyway, because I know a lot of people who, I think it's a lot of it's just state of mind.
Yeah, now one thing that he also said on there is that, I mean, of course, it's a rare disease. And now that, Robert Jordan has amyloidosis, I think everyone's going to be a little more aware of it. I did just a quick Google search to look into it a little bit. It seems like something that's, it's definitely something I think with as strong as Robert Jordan is, I think it's something he can definitely handle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
We don't want to make that just a regular news story. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about that more on future podcasts. I'm sure that there'll be forum discussions on it also, with forums on DragonMount.com.
Mm-hmm.
The next item of the week, DragonMount.com.
Yeah.
DragonMount.com. Yeah, it just DragonMount.com reopened, and it's really slick. There's new message boards.
It looks great.
Have you gotten a chance, Carrie, to look at the message boards? Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great, and it's really easy to use, too, I think, that if there's any new people going to DragonMount.com, it'll be very easy for them to kind of navigate around the community, and it's cool, yeah. And they have a really nice little, picture gallery where you can upload your own pictures. Anybody who does fan art or anything, it's really neat.
Yeah, that's great. I saw that anyone can upload their own pictures, which I think will be good. I don't think there's anything right now, as far as Wheel of Time goes, that has anything where people can upload their own rather than making their own website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which isn't always the easiest thing to do.
No. Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing a lot of new Wheel of Time artwork.
Yeah, I've been looking around. There's some good artists already, so.
There is. I know. It's when you look at artwork of what someone else thinks, Wheel of Time looks like, with them being books. And I mean, there's not like a movie out for Wheel of Time that we can all reference as far as what things look like.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see what other people think.
It is. But a lot of them do I find that a lot of them have a similar kind of, you know, feel in mind as what is in my mind. So that's good. That means I think that Robert Jordan's just doing his job and making it
being descriptive, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And the forums are cool too. They're and it very fast too. The website, the whole thing.
Yeah, the forums are, they're a lot faster than what they were before. They're organized a little different now. Also, I think it's easier to move from one place to the other.
Yes.
Especially, yes. I mean, I've of course put a post up on the Fourth Age, which mm-hmm. is our forum at dragonmount.com. So, I mean, anybody listening now, feel free to stop in and post whatever you really want to in the forum. You don't have to just communicate to Carrie and I through email. We'll check the forum a lot. And there's going to be more on a neat little forum thing that we're going to do later in the podcast also. So
yeah.
We were just talking about artwork, so that fits in perfect with our next news story. There's some new artwork up, professional artwork by Mike S. Miller. I saw the one picture that he has up on firebrandfantasyart.com. It's a beautiful picture of Tarvalon with, I guess it's a scary picture of Trolloc in front. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's a little different than I had pictured Trollocs in my mind, but the picture itself is, even though it's depicting a war scene, it's just, it's amazing though, the picture. It's beautiful. He did a great job with that.
It is. So. Yeah, I know. I agree. It's beautiful. I mean, just the, if you look past the Trolloc with his hand around someone's throat in the, right in the beginning, and it's pretty vast. It makes it look very big. It's just a picture, but it looks, I mean, it's like it surrounds you. There's so much going on in the picture that I look forward to a lot more work from him. I checked out some of his other pictures too, and they're all great. They're all great. They're not set in like the Wheel of Time world, but
wow, they're nice to look really, at really though. Good. They're just, even though I don't know who the characters are that he's drawn, like that he's done, but actually they're not drawing. I guess there would be digital work, but they're nice to look at, just even if you don't know who they are. But yeah, it's kind of creepy, the picture, because it shows but it's beautiful, and you can see Tarvalon in the background. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's nice.
I can't wait to, like I said, I can't wait to see, you know, what else he has to do.
What he comes up with.
What else he has to come up with from the Wheel of Time world. It'll be really neat. That's it for the news section of our podcast. Obviously, there's not going to be as much news as in Wheel of Time from week to week, but anytime there's any news, we'll put it up. If anyone sees anything about Wheel of Time in a book, in a magazine, let us know so we can talk about it in the podcast. We'd be happy to. The next thing that we want to talk about, we have a couple things, so I'll let you talk about our first podcast segment.
Sure. First, what we're going to be doing is Carrie's audio question of the week. So basically, you guys can send in an audio question. You right now, I guess you can just record it on your own, record it as an MP3 and send it as an attachment when you email us. And we're looking for kind of something that hasn't been overdone. So something maybe a little unique. And then we're going to play it on air and answer and discuss the question. So that's kind of a little segment that we're going to be doing. I can't do it this week because we don't have any questions yet, but hopefully we will be getting some interesting questions in the future. And you can email, when you do email those, you can do it to either podcast, because if podcast@dragonmount.com, we'll go to both Jason and I. So you could send questions in to Carrie@dragonmount.com or Jason@dragonmount.com, but podcast would probably be the best. That way we both get to hear them.
Right. And like I said, we'll pick a unique question. I think by unique, we mean something that hasn't really been discussed a lot before.
Yeah.
Obviously we're not going to talk about Asmodean's death, not in the audio question of the week.
No,
I'm sure we'll get to that sometime.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll have some interesting things to say regardless. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for our second segment, which is a segment that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to go through the forums as I do on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to choose one that's unique to me and I think that would be interesting to talk about. And for our first week, actually, I did choose one. There's a post on DragonMount.com forums, General Wheel of Time discussion. The post was by Jake Barnes from Terre Haute, Indiana. He talked about Rand losing his hand and how it was similar to a Stephen Lawhead series, The Song of Albion, the main character. I thought about this for a while, and when someone loses their hand, especially in a fantasy series, it's usually the main character, except for a few things, except for a few series. Like, for instance, Harry Potter, just in the most recent movie, I mean, I read the books, one of the characters loses his hand, and it's replaced by a hand that's silver, which is pretty ironic. Also, Star Wars, both main characters in the prequels and the sequels, obviously they lose their hand. I read a series a while ago when I was younger where the main character lost his hand. I can't really remember exactly what series it was, so hopefully a listener can help me out, because it was a pretty good series, one of the first fantasy series I've ever read. He lost his hand, and it was replaced by an evil hand, I remember, and the evil hand was kept fighting him, wanted to do things that he didn't want to do, but the hand wouldn't listen to him, so that's really interesting. So head on over to the General Wheel of Time discussion on DragonMount.com. Again, the post's title is The Song of Albion. It's by Jake Barnes. I'm going to be putting a couple posts in there, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. That concludes my forum discussion of the week. Next week, of course, I'll pick a new forum discussion of the week, and we'll have an audio question from one of our listeners from Carrie. Also on our second week, we're going to choose a character of the week discussion for week two. Carrie, which one are we doing for week two? Is it
Matt? Yeah, we're gonna discuss Matt as a character, and maybe anybody, if they have any questions, they can or anything to add, send them in.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll take the character of the week, which is going to be Matt next week, and we'll discuss him for a few minutes, him or her. And send your suggestions too. I mean, if you want to hear on the podcast us discuss a certain character, please don't hesitate to send it in. We'd love to hear from everyone. Mm-hmm. So that actually concludes our first podcast. I just wanted to go through and recap our contact information. My email is Jason Jayson at DragonMount.com. You can also reach Carrie at Carrie at DragonMount.com, and just generally for the podcast, it's podcast@dragonmount.com. So there's definitely a few different emails that you can send us to. So I hope you remember it. If you want the podcast to be longer or shorter, if you want to hear us, again, if you want to hear us talk about one person, one forum topic, if you have any suggestions at all, visit our forum on dragonmount.com. Send in a question. We'd love to hear from everyone. Again, I'm Jason. This week we're coming from the Green Dragon Inn, Tarvalon.
And this is Carrie, coming to you from Tarvalon.
Have a great week, and we'll hear from you next Wednesday.
Yep, see you guys soon.